This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, February 20th, 2025.
I believe you said it right there the first time, buddy.
Well, again, I think the opening of the show, if someday there's some kind of major catastrophe and there's some kind of last file saved of memory of computer data and the aliens plug it in, they're like...
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
That's what that means. I wonder what date this is from. They'll be able to understand it through my Southern Appalachianese. That's it.
Sit there and point to each other like, because aliens don't talk. They just point. And they got their little mouths.
Well, that's because they're neurolinking. I mean, that's what all the abductees would always say is like, you know, they had huge eyeballs. They had a little slit of a mouth, but no words came out. They just, how would I say, thunk their thoughts.
Thunk.
Aliens, that means you were thinking. Because that's really, I mean, like, what if, and I know a bunch of people have had the same damn theory, but if the aliens are us in a time machine going back and in the future, just like, and don't think it's too far out there. They would be like, you know what's causing all the division there on Earth? Is you all look different. That's what it is. You all look different. And if you all looked like us, 3 feet tall, gray, huge heads, big ass eyeballs, little slit of a mouth, little nodule of a nose, not really a nose. I don't even think there's holes there in all their depictions. Oh. But a big old head, big head. So then there would be no little-headed aliens that could make fun of the big-headed aliens, because they're all big-headed aliens. So in the future, that's us in the new Tesla bodysuits.
I think the last guy that tried to create a superior race, it didn't really work out for him.
No, it didn't. He changed his identity and became Walt Disney.
Oh, wow.
Pardon, Charlie Chaplin, whatever you want to go with. I just know that mustache went away. It was like, you know, all the old day Wild West outlaws all had a handlebar mustache, and they did some dastardly stuff, but it didn't stop that mustache.
Do you remember when Michael Jordan had it briefly?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mustache?
In the Hanes commercials. In the airplane.
Imagine that.
I don't know what else. He had the Hitler mustache. I don't know what else to call it.
That's what it was. The chaplain, you know, but then people think you're talking about a preacher.
Well, it's about time someone tried to make it a new look.
That's something.
Well, Jordan did.
Owned it.
And they put it on a Hanes commercial.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you can ever take that back or
I don't think
reclaim
you can rebrand it.
No, you can't because of the internet, and I mean, it will, you know, it'll go on forever. Although they can always rely on saying, I'm not going to do my Michael Jordan. It is good, but I'm not going to do it for you.
It's too early.
It is too early. I want to save it for fussing coming up later. but, you know, he could say, oh, that's somebody putting Hitler's stash on me with AI. You know, they could say that in the future. Us right now, we know he really had that mustache on that commercial.
I'm still baffled by AI. I don't know how people make the pictures, the videos. Like
there's
the
some
one
good
you,
ones out there, I'm telling you.
It's not AI, really, but the video you showed me of the Oval Office and Biden just walks across like he's outside. Like, how do you do that?
I don't
that?
Know how, yes, the layers. Like, the one I always go back to, and don't try to explain it to you. You're a gem of a person if you are even thinking about texting in how to do it, because I won't be able to take those directions. And I'm also cool with just not knowing. I'm at the point where I don't have to have... Not that I don't. I probably should more, but I don't know all of that. I can't really describe. Somebody asked me the other day what a Discord was, and I kind of know.
I don't know what it is.
But I couldn't. It's like a message board, but it's like, and it's like, you know, I just Google it, because for me to try to explain it to you right now.
Okay.
So the layers of videos, like the one that I always enjoy is where it's this white kid in the 90s, and he's, I don't know what dance would be, hip-hop dancing, and he's doing it real, like, you know that one where he's doing it like this?
He's culturally misappropriating?
No, he's just doing the dance kind of just like, you know, kind of just rigid and not really, it's just funny.
Like the clogger guy with the long hair?
Yeah, and they put it on different backgrounds of videos. So I understand how Photoshop works and how you clip out, you know,
the
pictures
one,
and put it on another one, but a video.
Like, I just figured it out with music. You know, you had like the long line of, I guess, Persian dudes dancing like shoulder to shoulder, and you could put whatever song to it.
Oh, yeah. I like the one with the church where that one guy starts dancing on the floor, and he's just moving one leg, but his whole body's moving across the floor.
That's
he's
awesome.
Like Chuck Berry playing the guitar.
It's
like
usually
that.
A rap song that like comes with those
I
that
know.
I've seen.
Or it would used to be those white kids there in the old water. What are those things called? Page out in California. Take the ear. What aqueducts?
The big.
Chilling in the
well, you, you, so you can drive in.
You'd ride a skateboard or drive a truck in an action thriller movie. But those punk kids that are down there dancing, and then people would change it to like doing the butt or, you know, some kind of rap song where it just was just funny because of the sarcasm or
what would
irony of it.
Like if you knew how to do all that stuff,
and never leave the house,
what's one, like what would you
wash yourself all day?
What would you do with it? Like what would you use it for?
Our dumb stuff, like what I used to do with. The old thing that was really for four people on the face of the earth when I would make, before we got our superb promotions team, I would make some of the, what do you call it? Promo pictures, not promo pictures, whatever. Like
slicks?
No, you know, the social media posts. Like, hey, come see us at blah, blah, blah. And I would take our picture and put it on there. And I would always hide a penis somewhere in the, and not a real one, like it would be like a dodo. I would, I say it wrong so kids won't know how to say it.
I remember my favorite one.
That's clever.
And I would hide it somewhere in there. And it would be a fun little thing between me and you and Jimmy and I think Jeff to like see who could find. Ooh. Find it first.
You know, my favorite one also took the longest to find was the...
Don't say if there's any kind of connection of a sponsorship, but it's been years.
It's, I mean, no, it's, it was a,
it's been like 7 years.
It was a Welcome to Traveler's Rest sign. It was hidden in the tee. But it was the same color as the letters. I had to find it. I'm like, it is not here.
And that was before you could like hold your fingers down on the phone and zoom in on the picture. This is when you had to sit there and just look at it like, I don't see it.
But it was a game for other people to find it too on Facebook.
Once we mentioned it on the air that it was this little inside thing, people would go back and you'd see like pictures from 2 years ago start getting likes on it. Like, why is this picture all of a sudden going viral?
That was
when yeah, there's a ding-a-ling there on Paris Mountain.
I like ding-a-ling.
That was when we first learned how to make ping pics, the PNG files.
Yeah, .png.
That's what we did with it.
Yeah, so that's what's happened with, you know, the AI stuff is you know, I don't know what good you'd necessarily do with it, but the fact you know,
I would make personal stuff.
Yeah, like that. I mean, you're doing it for just personal stuff, meaning what? Like,
well, like here's the conflict.
You're like, I like this episode of Married with Children. I wish Bundy was not always sitting on that couch. I want to put him on a green couch.
If you do something that's
make it your own.
What makes something creepy is what I'm trying to figure out. If I make something that's mine privately to myself, and I don't share it or tell people about it, it's not creepy, right? Because I'm the only one that knows about it.
Yes, it is.
It is kind of creepy if you have...
I'm not going to that line I think you're walking up to.
I would make porn of, you know, hot women that I see on social media.
Okay. And that's not just, what I thought you were going to say, and I'm glad.
Oh, you got to write down what you thought I was going to say, because... Gay? Why would you think that? Because I wore
shorts. Because you said the like worst thing would it be bad, and I was like, well,
I wouldn't keep it.
Well, that's just what I'm saying. That's why I'm glad you didn't say that. Let's not have a impromptu argument about what might have been thought by one of us. That was not.
I just can't believe you went there.
I'm giving you a compliment, sir, by saying I'm glad you did not think that.
Dabbling.
Oh, I think you'd be the worst sting officer ever.
Well, necrophilia is probably really bad,
that
too.
That is bad.
Yeah, I mean...
It's just like...
Which one's worse?
It's called zombie porn. Thank you.
So I'm glad. Tip of the hat to you. Am I wearing one? Yes. Tip of the hat to you.
And I would know how to make
tip of the toboggan to you.
I don't know how you make the videos. It would just be pictures, I guess. Because people can superimpose them.
You and your bestiality stuff, I just can't handle it.
What?
No.
I never watch bestiality on purpose.
No, not on purpose.
The things he does to monkeys.
Now, Fatboy does like this. So this is where I thought you were going to go with that, because I don't even know what you call this. Clue us in on this, youngsters, and people our age that know technology. What is it called where Fatboy can send me a text and there's like a link on there, and when I click on the link, it brings up my camera and shows a penis stuck in my forehead?
Yeah, I had that.
What is that?
I don't know.
And then he sends me a screenshot of me with it on my head.
Mm-hmm. I sent that to somebody and they're like, man, that's hilarious. I just got my daughter with it.
God!
He sent it to her and then she...
But what would that even be called? What is that called? Like, how do you send a text that commandeers and puts a ping on my forehead of a ding-a-ling? A ding-a-ling ping.
It it linked to the camera somehow, like it was just some kind of...
Look.
Oh, yours is better than mine.
Well, I'm looking up at it trying to figure out what it is at first. I thought at first you'd turn me into Jaws, and then I realized,
really
nope.
That's strange.
We'll send that to random people.
I thought it was like Pinocchio at first because it put it right on my forehead.
Do you know there's an Instagram setting? I just found this out last night.
It's called a dot reality, somebody says. Whatever that means. Good Lord. What is a dot reality? Whoa, you got Paige with it?
Oh, yeah, but like hers is too. She did it in the dark, though. It's like it's...
She did it in like a... Were you in a nightclub?
That's my living room.
What is her to turn her head?
Dog, dude.
Plants everywhere.
Holy crap. I thought you were in like the lobby of lust.
Oh, no, that's just my lustful living room.
Wow.
I sent somebody a message on Instagram.
It's either nightclub or like a gamer's bedroom.
They turned on a vanish mode. I'm like, what the hell is vanish mode? Our conversation is like Snapchat. Conversations disappear.
On text?
On Instagram.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I've seen
I'm
that
like,
before.
What is... Why,
I did
why
that before,
you?
But I did it by accident.
And I want to ask this chick, like, why are you on vanish mode?
Sometimes when you go to scroll up there, it'll automatically do it. And if you don't go change it back, it'll stay that way. I did it by accident one time. Accidentally liking somebody on Tinder.
Are you one of the people that somebody's always looking at your stuff? You got a van? Or what I think what it was is I sent them a meme that they probably didn't like.
Yeah.
So they put the thing on where it would disappear.
Oh.
I liked it. Look, you don't know until you filter through a couple people what their sense of humor is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this girl I know. We all know her. I sent her a funny video. We're like a carton of Easter eggs. and they're all painted like pastels. Mm-hmm. But when you turn the carton up, they're all butt plugs because you see the stands up on it.
That's cool.
And then she says, I don't know why you think I would find that funny.
Wow.
I said, it's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Write that down. I want to.
I'll tell you who it is. But the other one,
say it on the air.
And it was a, God dang it.
What?
I've been doing this a long time.
Well, you said I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you on the air.
Thank you. You're a little tense today.
He's all wound up.
You're like an old revival. You're tense.
You seen the meme of the fish called the Northern Hog Sucker?
Yeah. That
thing, is it a real thing?
I don't know, but the meme says, I saw your mom at the aquarium.
Oh, wow.
So I sent that to a bunch of
people.
That's
old school.
That's not nice.
That thing looks like a monster. I'm nervous even saying it. I hope they don't come attack me. I'm staying out of the water.
It's like I want you to tell me if you don't think stuff's funny on Instagram, let's just not be friends.
If that's real, then Hollywood has not done their just due diligence because they could not even. Mankind could not think that onto a movie. Nope. We're just making big sharks, big megalodons, ever how you say it. Cocaine sharks.
Stuff's too hard to learn.
But this thing looks like an old mask from a tribe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some kind of it's just freaking weird. What is it called again? So people that
like a kabuki mask.
Yeah, kind of like it looks like a kabuki mask. What is the fish called again?
Yeah, the Northern Hog Sucker.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it's real.
I saw it presented on, again, what is news? What is real news? I tell you what, a local one, and I won't say which, but a local news station has been doing on their website a lot of news stories that real small say sponsored underneath, real tiny.
Oh yeah, I've seen those on banner ads.
But usually in the banner ads, you can somebody with a little bit of sense can see that as okay, that's just an ad. But these are written in the same font in the whole thing under their headlines. But real tiny doesn't say sponsored. I don't like that.
Those sides.
One of these was real swayed one way and. I'm not saying it was my way or not, but it was, man, you presenting that as news, that ain't news.
They're really hard to navigate, news sites in general. You're too busy.
Because they want you to just watch it. They don't want you to get the information off their website. They want you to go watch it at 5, 6,
Too much stuff. When these corporate takeovers of social media properties, there's too much.
Too much.
I mean, you shouldn't be putting Facebook posts up twice an hour.
I mean, that didn't, you know what ruined that is? Because I remember on some famous interview when The Rock got all these, I forgot, he hit some milestone and they asked him, he said, how do you grow your audience when you're so busy? And he's like, I post twice a day and then I guess when it comes to stories and reels or whatever the hell, three times on that. So obviously he's got a team. That takes pictures and you don't even see his arm in the selfies. I mean, he's got people sitting there taking pictures and stuff for him. But for you to stop your day and so 5 to 6 times a day to actually take a picture and make a video, my God.
I mean,
you ain't living.
You're not really.
You ain't.
You can't be flooding people's timelines with.
I know.
Numbskullery.
It just gets it's too much.
Too much.
I ain't gonna look at your page if you do it.
I will mute you and just you'll think that I just look at your stuff and don't like it, but I just don't see it anymore because you posted too much. You post too much. Homeboy, you never shut up.
Oh, boy.
Go to Mutesville.
Paige, are you excited about today?
For many reasons.
Facebook fussing.
Yes. I saw some of my characters and I like it.
You're going to love. Do you have a particular one that you like more than the other?
I have to work on a voice in particular.
Yes, I know which one. Is it for the role of Catholic McCaffrey? Do you love that?
The name's great.
The names on that one I had a lot of fun with.
But I have to have a feminine swing to that, and I don't know how to do that.
You have a feminine swing for the old crotchety man with Irish accent. Wonderful. All right. Paige, I'll ask you. What you working on in the Plex for Fat Boy Plays This Wrap-Up Music a sixth time?
Well, we have to talk about all of our missed opportunities. You ever have one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, Ozzy had a big one, perhaps, and we'll talk about that one next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
John!
All right. Hey! We'll get to that next. Good morning, everyone.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin a story about someone's perhaps biggest missed opportunity.
Ooh.
What was yours?
Wow.
I'm not.
I gotta pick just one.
Yeah, really.
I mean, did you ever have like an offer that could have just turned your life around? If you would have taken it, like a job offer, perhaps?
Well, I mean, the one that I go to, well, the one that I'll mention is my infamous McCleskey Todd drugstore story from Greer, South Carolina, where I saw them put out an old box of Star Wars action figures. They were the old ones, like the original ones.
The Kenner ones?
Old stock. This was like in the, this was in the 90s that I saw that. So they were from the 70s. Those things now would have been worth hundreds of thousands. But I also sold my Kobe Chrome rookie refractor that is now worth six figures And I got a little over five figures for him, which still is good.
It's good. But those Star Wars, like those Jawa toys, were made with like different fabrics.
I literally saw the woman go down on one knee and pull out the box cutter and open the box. And people, since I've said that story since, they're like, well, they make them look old again. Like, no, this was in the 90s before they started repopping everything.
Oh, God.
So crazy. What about you, Paige?
Gosh, I'm thinking of...
Have you had a few?
I've had a lot of missed opportunities. The only one that I can really think of is I didn't go to an audition for Tombstone Pizza. And because I was in school and then I was interning at the time. So I sent a friend of mine, Ryan Michaels, who actually was cast.
Rhino.
And the commercial, never had an agent, never had anything, just walked in and got the
Ryan hustle. Michaels sounds like a porn star or a wrestler.
Doesn't he? He was really...
both.
Ryan Michaels.
He was just tall, kind of nerdy looking, and he says, I want to be an actor. And
was he skinny?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah.
So he's
got one of these.
He instantly...
Oh, ride a horse.
Got the job, and I was just like, how does that happen? How do you just walk in and get a national commercial like that when I work so hard? But he did.
What some were people you got reading look. For though? Were you going to be like
I don't know, it was just like a
were there prostitutes in Tombstone?
No, I'm not always a prostitute.
Oh. I was like, how is she gonna be a prostitute?
I was a nurse really for Kaiser Permanente, so you know, I've been a nurse, I've been a hooker.
It's Tombstone Pizza, they're at an old saloon and she comes walking down like Mae West. Well, hey boys, come you know, see me sometime.
I think the
who's
one
making
that,
pizza?
He's like the pizza guy that you know and says, what do you want on your tombstone? And Ryan goes, pepperoni.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What, that commercial.
That was the same. I mean, I think they did different versions of it, but still. I do remember the ones with the doors swinging open in that saloon.
You could have been one of the whores in Unforgiven Little Bill was cutting on.
You could have been given the 5 cent baths.
Yeah, I could have done a lot. But I'm not talented, I guess. Or I didn't do it because I was busy.
Whoa. Or they could have want you to be the voice of a hooker like in Red Dead.
I've voiced a lot
the
of
controller
a lot
starts
of stuff.
Shaking when her hand goes in the water.
Yeah, I've voiced a lot of things.
Would you have been the voice of a hooker on a Western video game?
I'd be the voice on anything.
Wow.
Right now. It pays pretty dang good.
Would you I don't know if I want to bring this up.
You're right, Studs.
What?
Way back in the day, I wasn't a part of it, but the possible cartoon that was going to take off.
No.
That you, Madman, had a voice in and just, I guess, never went anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been... The concept sounded like it would have been...
That would have been cute, though.
Yeah, like, but...
Huge. We were squirrels
but,
or something.
Yes, but, you know, all things said and done, that went the way it should have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But just like you, like, think about... God.
Thank goodness.
That could have been a staple of maybe Cartoon Network.
I know, like, it could have... What if it played out like Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Because that was the thought behind it.
I did go to a cattle call for all my children.
Seth and Melvin. Holy crap.
I just remember. Soap opera?
Yeah. They had sticks?
And I walked out the door. I didn't even pass the looks part. I walked out the door. But I didn't feel so bad because I wasn't what they were looking for. And I walked out the door with this woman who I swear was just absolutely gorgeous. So I thought, well, I don't feel bad.
How did they tell you that, though? They filter you or funnel you in another room?
Yeah. You just go through and they're like, sorry, you're not what
we're going to need you to go in the ugly room just for a couple seconds, please.
You just go to the...
Yeah, you made it to audition number two. It's right out that door, and you go out that door, and you're out back side again.
Yeah, I mean,
or back outside. Wow.
You'll read for them, like whatever little script that they give you, and if they like you, they'll send you through again. And then they just didn't like this.
Did anybody ever said, "Hey, if you want to be in this movie, I need to get you in my office"? Anybody ever that blatant
casting couch?
Because I mean, it was so like. Expected that, you know, people didn't care.
I've had some inappropriate things said to me.
Like, show me them boobies.
Besides
BB
King.
When I was like...
And Sergeant Slaughter, besides those two. Besides Sarge and BB.
And maybe Jake the Snake.
And Jake the Snake, kind of.
I wanted to work with North Beach Leather because my friend was actually model for them and they got me in to model for a fashion show. And I had a hard time fitting in the clothes of the top part. And they did tick.
I would love that.
I'll never forget it. And it was this beautiful dress that they had to zip me up because it was zipped up the front. And they had it.
Ooh,
like,
that would, that'd be
I could, tough. I could barely breathe. But I did.
Get a nipple caught in the zipper?
Oh my God. But I actually did it and walked in with their fashion show. And it was so funny that.
I bet the other girls were pissed off too. Like,
I mean, my boobs looked like they were practically up to my nose because they were like,
God.
When I walked, I wore the dress. Sold the dress too, but I'm sure. God. It's like, you'll look like this if it takes like 7 people to try to zip this thing up. It was, I don't know.
The size of the cow, though, that was needed for your bustier.
It's terrible.
Your demonstrations these days, too.
I know. She went full action, full.
I'm here for it.
Physical.
That's what it was. I mean, literally.
Do it again. Show Fat Boy. No.
And there were some kind of inappropriate things to me back then. Because I don't know.
That's not funny to laugh at, though.
Yeah, but I did it.
She's setting us up for a corporate video.
Let's see if we'd laugh. Like that email the other day.
That's definitely what that was.
What email?
Somebody remind us in like 5 years to tell the email that happened on February of 25.
Because somebody was named in that email that I don't know who it is.
Yep. That was a total.
Was I a part of that?
No, but I'll show you off there. You mean to tell you on there?
This is real.
I don't know.
It was very real.
Anyways, the reason why we brought up missed opportunities.
Good Lord, are you serious?
Is Sharon Osbourne shut down an offer for Ozzy to audition for Pirates of the Caribbean? She didn't.
Oh my God.
She didn't say for what role, but we're kind of thinking it was the Keith Richards dad role. Remember?
Was it going to be Will Turner?
Dude, Fatboy made a good observation the other night on the SNL thing. Keith Richards looked like one of the Whirly brothers.
He looked like a very old Jeff Whirly.
Yes.
And I can see.
I love Jeff.
I can see like how, you know, they look alike. Like, that's what Jeff Whirly's going to look like, Keith Richards.
That's what the road does to you, brother.
A legend.
Yes.
Except for one's a pirate and one's not.
He's a watchmaker.
Hey, real old Keith.
Right?
You know, Keith always said moderation. He did the stuff. He did the drugs, but he didn't do a lot of them.
No. He just looks like a way all the time.
You looks better than Mick, I guess.
Keith will survive anything.
God, he might. He had fun doing what he was doing. Like that little couple minutes he was up there. He was laughing the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know how you can stand on stage and smoke, but he does it.
When you're that age, you got all that money.
Strippers are going to start calling right now, Paige.
All that money, all that fame.
I like strippers.
You know the other shoe's going to drop. You're like, I don't want to die, man. Not now because, I'm top of the heap.
Yeah, but like so.
People look up to me.
That's interesting, but it's also like, Matthew Perry. So, I mean, like, think about, that's one thing I thought about with him. Like, that dude had, like, the money, the everything, he's got residuals forever with friends, forever. I mean, it's like definite Social Security. I mean, he definitely had his, but yet never could hit that high that he wanted to hit.
I mean, I've heard,
started doing Special K and then died in a hot tub.
I've heard Dana White say that he knows billionaires that are trying to live to be 150. Because guys with all that money don't want to die.
Why would you want to live that long? I mean, can you imagine how bad your body would feel?
Why do you need $1 billion and why does that billionaire worry about being a trillionaire? It's because it's just a pissing contest. That's all it is. Like a super yacht we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
What is the point? I mean, even if you have the money, if it's that big, that means more people's going to talk their way onto your boat. Screw that noise.
Yeah.
I'd like a smaller one just so I don't have to have every Dick, Tom, and Harry ever how damn way it order it normally goes. Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Exactly.
I usually say Harry, Dick, and get in trouble.
Could you imagine being a billionaire and like you don't even think about it? Like they don't. They're like, how do I keep?
But they still have that drive and it's not I want to take care of my family or future generations. It's like, no, I want my number to be bigger on my net worth on the internet.
I want a mountain carved in my image.
It's so competitive.
Yes.
So Jordan says he has a competition problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's called gambling.
Well, like, even when he was, like, you know, throwing the quarters back in the locker room, just like anything.
Golf.
I can see that.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah. He has
well, you
to
gotta
be
on top. You gotta be the number one.
I smoke a longer cigar than you can.
Or a urination war, as you hinted at.
Do you remember at Carowinds back in the day when you could buy a huge cigar that was like about the size of a
you might have found a turd
ball
somewhere.
Bat. No, they used to sell big, huge cigars at Carowinds. I remember as a kid.
Kids?
Not to kids, but I just remember people would come back with them as like funny souvenirs. And like, looking back now, like, y'all were all just blunting those out.
You can't smoke a cigar today unless it's in an Airstream, right? Like, you can't do it outside.
That's what I hear.
Well, city limits is weird about that.
You have to be in the trailer.
Very weird
about
that.
You have to be in a trailer.
Let's go. Yeah.
That's the best relaxation ever.
I know. It's like
sit
that time
on top of each other and smoke.
Well, you were too. We were in a limo one time when somebody lit up a cigar. Jesus Christ. That was the worst experience in the world, but I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get shot.
I know. Person that
both sides, Paige. I mean,
it's
he was
not good.
Holstered up.
What the hell?
I'm like, you know what? You smoke it. I'm just going to sit here.
You won. You stink.
All the way to Asheville.
Didn't you have to remind the guy he was married when he was trying to talk to
him? Dude, shut your mouth.
I don't know who all was there. There's a lot of people there.
That's Rise Guys headlines. Fat boy, what's up in sport? God bless.
Super Bowl rings.
What?
We got to some interesting facts about them as far as the NFL goes, and how much do they really cost?
There is something we learned from Pawn Stars. Like, they're not always. Sometimes they are gold plated.
I got to remind you from last Friday till about now, there ain't no sports.
Basketball. Can I quote you on that?
Basketball don't start back till tonight. You had a couple college games here or there, but hockey is going through this
what
frozen.
What about the ladies 3-on-3 thing? Is that not still going on?
Nope. Hockey's got the four nations face off, whatever the hell that thing is.
Racing in LaLanna?
Yeah, but you know, they don't get everything going until really tomorrow.
Did you see us beat the hell out of Canada the other night?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was awesome. They booed our national anthem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it already happened. See, there's nothing going on.
There ain't no sports. All right, I'm quoting.
Not till tonight, NBA's back, but I mean, come on. NBA's not good right now. Really not good. The product is suffering a little bit. You got lopsided blowouts. Teams play too many games. Guys paying a lot of money to not care. I mean, they really are.
Yeah.
The All-Star game sucks. Dunk contest is brutal. Nobody wants to watch it.
Well, they make too much out of that now. You know, like the Pro Bowl really is the one who screwed that up. But like, instead of just having an all-star game, nobody wants to really get hurt and tackled all the way. So then they start doing all the, again, like American Gladiators crap. It's like, just make it a game. Be done with it.
Yeah, like the all-star game, there's nothing to fix. Just, it's a pickup game. It's an exhibition. Let them play it.
Yeah. Like, I even enjoyed it, but I haven't watched it in years, but I enjoyed it with when they'd bring in celebrities and play against people, or they'd play
They
together.
Still do it now.
The Foot Locker thing?
Well, yeah, but...
It's probably not Foot Locker anymore, I guess.
The celebrities now, because, you know, Barry Bonds is one of the coaches this year.
Oh.
How many YouTube streamers can you have on your team?
Oh,
that's
God.
What celebrities are.
I see speed.
Or, you know...
You take speed.
God! Make that a character.
That's a fussing name next week. All right, sports next.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles on this day in sports history 27 years ago, 1998. Wow.
How many years ago is that?
27.
I believe it. It feels like it.
Let's do a little trivia. I think you'll get this one. This lady became the youngest Olympic champion ever when she beat Michelle Kwan to win the gold medal in women's figure skating at 15 years old.
I hate to ask, but...
Her last name might be your favorite body part on a woman.
I'm trying to be clever. I'm trying to be clever with that one, and I can't. I can't say what I was thinking. Give me the initials. Yeah.
T-L. T-L.
Tiana Lips?
Oh, you're close. Let's go with Tara.
Lipinski.
Or Tara.
Lipinski.
Yep, it is Lipinski.
Oh, that was clever, fat boy.
15 years old.
Yeah.
Michelle Kwan, she was like, you know, she never could do it. I don't think she ever did, right?
What's the body part? A lap?
Lips. Super Bowl rings. What are they worth? Well, worth a lot of money. How much do they cost? You know the NFL covers Super Bowl rings?
They cover them?
They cover the cost between $5,000 and $7,000 per ring. They'll cover up to 150 rings.
Yeah, but how – oh, so anything – any of the excess the owners have to pay for?
Yeah.
Okay. But so that's where that pissing contest came from then.
What's weird is you have 53-man rosters, so that's every player on the team. Now you're paying for coaches and trainers and, like, you're covering, like, the whole organization.
Yeah.
Well, it says here that the rings usually go between $30,000 and $50,000 as far as, like, how much they cost. So it's like a drop in the bucket as far as the NFL goes. But, I mean, they're talking about some – I saw Rick Barry held up his ring.
Yeah.
And, like, those older guys
– they're nothing.
Look, it's an accomplishment for sure.
They used to get a pin for a World Series. It wouldn't even be a ring. Jeez. It was like a brooch. And then I think people like Babe Ruth said, that looks gay. Give me a ring. Something like that. Maybe that's something like the Bambino would have said. You know he would have.
Why don't you go
Linda
back?
Linda Ruth, I'm sorry if you disagree.
Go back and give these older guys, like, different rings.
I mean, but also, like, that's – there's something that's kind of cool about that. They're not the gaudy things. Because then if it's kind of low-key, you can – like this ring I have, I've noticed sometimes people look at it thinking it's like a Masonic ring or something. So they'll look, whoa, what's that? I'm like, that's my initials.
You got the apron on the side?
It's my Gmail ring. But those were kind of more low key, and you could maybe actually wear them, which if you're wearing a, you know, like the Wimbenyama commercial with Jason Tatum and them.
Oh, yeah.
And Giannis. Talking about, you know, I don't wear my rings. I get it. Like, that thing's cool, but you can't wear that out in public. A, somebody going to cut your finger off and take it. Or B, you going to hit it, chip it.
So, like, when Gabe...
Flip it, flap it, rub it down? Oh, no.
When Gabe Kapler was here, and he was managing the drive for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he was living in a hotel.
Yes, he was.
But I thought he would have the ring. He's like, I don't even... Like, I never wear it. It's too gaudy. Yeah. Like, he don't even keep it with him.
Yeah.
So, how are you not going to bring the ring, buddy?
That's what I don't understand with women. Like, I mean, I get it. I mean, you want to have a nice ring, but do you want to have, like, the huge ring that's got everybody's attention where it's like somebody's thinking about cutting your finger off?
Yeah, like if you
or your whole hand.
If you work in real estate, I know some girls, they don't even wear their wedding rings when they show houses.
Well, we know why. I've seen those porns.
Hell yeah. Oh, no, there are 30 guys in this room somehow.
Oh, Lord. No. Where did you guys come from?
Can I show you the master bedroom?
Do you have room for 31?
We out of here, man.
Okay. We are out of here.
Suckers are so gaudy.
So gaudy.
Even kids now, when they do their little baseball tournaments, those rings are
crazy. Oh, boy, what a racket. I mean, and that's something that my least favorite company in the world is actually getting ready to get into. And I'm not going to mention any names because one day we might have to partner with them, Fanatics. And just like now they're in the they're going to make Masters Championship wrestling belts. Why not?
It's genius.
Why didn't it ever make Hulk Hogan golf clubs?
Why not?
Jesus.
It's genius promotion.
It's genius, but it's maniacal, monopolistic.
William Byron's belt
easy
looked
for
nice.
You to say.
Yeah, it was tough, actually. Really, it was. It's just too much of, like, one person making all the souvenirs now. My God. Yep. LaMelo Ball.
Monopoly.
All right.
Fanatics.
We'll take a break. I want to talk about something that is very serious, but I know it won't stay that way. Because this is crazy. This might be somebody like local's family, because it's close to us. What happened in Savannah, Georgia, with a fertility clinic mixing up the sperm. And, you know, you find out, you know, that baby is not, I mean, it's the mom's baby, part of it, you know, but like the dad, it's not his.
That is... Yeah, there's a lot to get. Say with it.
I know how that can happen. I mean, but good God. Good God, man.
I'll say the attitudes are better than I thought they would be by this point.
I don't know how you'd feel if you carry a baby that long and you've kind of birthed it.
But let's say, Paige, like realistically, let's say what this is. Let's say that you go in and you have a baby and you had to use a fertility clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby pops out and it's a black baby.
You'd be a little surprised.
It's just a little surprising.
Yeah, I mean,
that the mix up would be in that way. It's just unbelievable.
With your husband.
I'm not married to a man, Paige. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.